Good afternoon. Thanks for coming. What's this talk about? It's about all and nothing. I would say from the description on the Grazer Linux Tage page. Let's quickly browse what's in there. This is the description that you come to when you click on the calendar entry. The description says it's about blinking with async I/O with Python, with libgpiod and the Raspberry Pi, which is cool. But basically it's about what's it about? Let me show you that. Let me show you that. What's that about? It's about doing things that have no immediate outcome, blinking patterns on a set of LEDs that you can configure. Let me quickly show you what this is. Blinking, it's about that, for example, among others. And it's about the programmability. When you see this program, this is a description of that pattern. Maybe you will be able to figure out what that does. All blink cycle. This is what this pattern just did. It's, you see, cycling and blinking and so on. This is this description of that. The talk. I have no real slides because this is not a slide talk. I like to hack. There is a life hacking screenplay. This is mainly this, a deck of papers that I try not to diverge much from. It reads like what I'm doing, but let's not talk too much. Let's just do. Let's start. It's about async I/O. What's async I/O? What's blinking? What's multi-threading? Who's in multi-threading? Who knows what multi-threading is? Most of you will. When you look at this program, which is written in Python, it starts three threads, three operating system managed threads. Hello, left, right, and middle. The left thread does 10 rounds of blinking. Hello, left. This one with a sleep interval of half a second, 0.4, 0.3. And what this looks like is, it does not blink actually. This will come in later. It does asynchronous operations on standard output for this. So when you look at this more closely using the S-trace debugging tool, you will see that while blinking, you see on the left, each line has a header which reflects the process ID of the thread that is being scheduled, which means that the operating system has to take care of the time slicing and the bouncing back and forth on the CPUs of three threads. Actually, there are four threads in Python because of the GIL or whatever reasons. The main thread jumps in occasionally, so it's actually four threads that need to be managed. The Raspberry, which I use for this, has four processors of 1 GHz each, so this is not much of a stress for this particular kind of hardware. But you can imagine if you have only one processor and tens or hundreds of threads for just because of blinking patterns, this will introduce a severe amount of jitter, so to say. And async I/O, let me introduce that by importing async I/O, the async I/O. Async. You have to write async before each routine. This is the boilerplate stuff that you need to do when you want to do asynchronous programming. This time.sleep is a blocking operation. You request the operating system to block the thread, schedule another thread if you have only one CPU, and so on. Let's exchange that by a similar thing. So, no, sorry for that. Query and replace. Async I/O, async I/O dot. So, let's exchange these three. This is the transformation to make a thread start routine a async routine, which is then scheduled by the async I/O subsystem of Python. You have to declare async. A routine to be a coroutine, so to say. a coroutine function. This is not on lecture. Oh, this will come later. And you have to await. You have to await for otherwise blocking operations. This is not a blocking operation, but rather this does something. It's not magical, but it's rather hidden in async IO. What happens behind? Let me quickly transform this. I have to define another. Usually you say async dev main, where you do some operations like creating async tasks. Async IO dot create task. That's it. And you call the coroutine functions to actually instantiate coroutines, whatever that means. So this is for starting. And the joining, the waiting, the synchronizing with the termination of one thread goes a little different. You say await, you await then with the await keyword, which is built into Python since I don't know which version. And last of the transformation will be async io.run, where you start the main coroutine, which then creates task for the other coroutine. So that should it be. What do we have? We have three coroutines like that, async routines like that. You create tasks for each of them and let them run. The output is just the same as with the threads because this is magic. What's so magic? It's not necessarily magic. When you look at the operating system actions, which happen is you see lots of epoll wait. This is event dispatching, event multiplexing in one single thread, because we have three timers. This can be done much more intelligently than starting three threads which block synchronously in a loop for this. This is stupid. And async IO does event multiplexing. When you look at the timeouts that are supplied to the to the epoll wait, this is 295. This is not actually a timeout that I supplied, but because this is the rest time that one of these coroutines needs to sleep in order to sleep half a second, for example. That's it. That's event multiplexing. This is basically this is what async IO does. It's much used for network programming, for whatever, for everything that usually requires a parallel set of operations. Actually, this is not parallel in the multi-threading world, but rather it's a little bit more intelligent. It looks like synchronous, but it isn't. It is asynchronous. Okay, next, the LEDs that I just showed you, the blink. How is this done? There are a number of ways on Linux to use general purpose IOs to switch power on and off. One of these is the sysfs gpio, where you say you walk into a directory, export an IO, and write a bunch of files to configure the direction and to write the value to set the value to on and to off. Who knows sysfs gpio? Okay, let me quickly show you what that is. This is not the basis of this talk. This is another way of managing GPIOs. This is the way to go. It uses not sysfs class, sys class GPIO, the directory where these management files are in there, but rather it uses a, let me show you that, dev GPIO chip 0. It's a character. It's a character device which implements a whole bunch of I/O control requests, which implement the interface, the user space interface for GPIO. And this is the way to go forward on Linux, because the sysfs GPIO is rather deprecated. It has a whole number of shortcomings. For example, it is lacking pull up and pull down configurations. When you receive interrupts in user space via this interface, you are lacking the timestamps, which are absolutely necessary in a number of scenarios. You're lacking that, and libgpiot and the gpio device interface supports all of these hardware debouncing if processors if chipsets in do it. It's all included there. It's full featured, and what this does is you say basically request a bunch of lines, configure by configuring IOs for output, which is what I do here. Then setting values, you set values. This is the Python binding of the low level C library. You set values by supplying a dictionary of which does what. So let me. Yeah, that's it. Spectacular. Let's quickly insert a snippet, the matrix. What this is the matrix that you see here with the GPIO numbers written there, which is what I will be using for the remainder of the talk. You say all GPIO, all IOs, this is cool. Python is rather cool. All IOs, I configure all of this matrix, and then I do something. Let's replace this by a dictionary comprehension for I in all IOs. Yeah, so let's set all of these to on, and then quickly thereafter, after a second, all of these to off. And then let's see, let's blink a bit more. Okay, cool, is it? What's next? I need to hurry up a bit. Entire matrix. Oh yeah, bringing all together. What does this have to do with this blinking? Pattern blinking with this async IO. Let me shove that over to blink.py, insert the entire code here right in the middle, and insert another bunch of snippets. What's that one? Pull in a function, snippets set values. I define a function based upon this request that I just showed you how this goes. Request. I define a function set values that I will use. Request set values for a bunch of IOs. This is an iterable of IO numbers, which I set to a value 0, 1 is supposed to come in here. And next will be, let's define a function. Yeah. No, not that one. Snippets blink raw. That's how it's called. Let me quickly put this itertools import at the top of the file. This is not about clean coding, what I do. This is not clean code. What this does, this is an async blink routine, which uses this await that I just showed you, an interval, and the set values function to switch LEDs on and off. And with this, let me transform these. I will not write hello middle, hello, 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 and so on standard out, but rather I will take care to blink LEDs. Tasks. I define an entire list of async IO tasks. This is what I'm gonna do now. An entire list. Not this one, but no. Let me define the template and then copy and paste as we go. Tuple, timeout, closing brace, comma, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, and then that's 14 tasks. Await the task. And then let me just write that off and not talk too much. 27, this is 4 and 2. And this is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So what this does is spawn off, not threads, but rather async IO tasks using this blink routine, a coroutine which has been instantiated from a call to this blink routine. This is actually the wording behind it, the definition behind it. Which then hopefully blinks. Does it do something? Oh, GPIOD is not defined. Sure. Then let's import GPIOD. Yeah. okay, this is the console, the X console, rather more sexy. What's next? Let's modularize a bit. So we have a set of requesting the set values function, the blink function, and so on. But this is not what we will want to see all the time on the screen. Let's store it away in a module that we then implement, import. Let's say from stuff import star. This is not about clean coding, as I said. Still I have to import async IO. That's it. Let's quickly check if it still works. Yeah, it works. Okay, so what's next? Oh, yeah, let's play around. Still works. Blinks 11, 10, 27, 4, and 2. Let's blink entire rows. I define a variable rows, which is this matrix that I just showed you, which contains a bunch of numbers, rows. And let's not blink singular IOs, but rather entire rows. So row 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the matrix. Let me show you the matrix. This is the matrix. A tuple of tuples. Blink. Yeah, rows. Next. This is cool. I like pulling in heavy dependencies for nothing. Let's use the NumPy transpose matrix and convert that back to a list because I don't want a NumPy array to go into async IO and GPIOs. And let's blink the columns instead. Yeah. Okay. Let's stick to that. Then what's next? Yeah, coroutines. Coroutines. Question is, what will happen? Let me quickly copy that one line. I will need it after comment it out. What's this create task? What if I omit it? What if I not create a task and see what happens if I just call it blink, instantiate a coroutine, a set of five coroutines, and wait for each in turn. So what's happening then? It blinks, but it does not advance. It's because it gets stuck here. This is no parallel execution. This is what we create tasks for in order to to have these blinking processes, tasks to run in parallel. If I don't and await for each of these tasks, which are not actually tasks anymore, these coroutines in turn. Not calls, but rather coroutines in turn. These are coroutines, and awaiting a coroutine actually drives that coroutine, brings this to an end, and then comes the next. This is what why we created tasks for. So let me quickly show you the definition of this blink routine. It has actually a third parameter, which I didn't use, the end times parameter, which actually is used then to drive two times and then advance to the next and see what happens. Blink two times, next, and so on. Okay. Boring, yeah. Anyway. Sequential execution. So, okay. But, yeah, let's define an async dev sequence, a function for that. Goal of this is to show you this programmability that I showed you. Blinking patterns. Await, see. This is what the sequence function does. And let's say we are awaiting because this sequence function that I just defined is an async function which I have to await to do something with it. Await the sequence. Call the sequence function with these coroutines as input, which then awaits each in turn. this should be much the same. Yeah, let's not bring that to an end. And in order to write every, so the entire program in one statement, let's do that. Yeah, that's the same, the sequence. Anyway, then how about defining another async def all? Let's call it the all function, which again takes a bunch of coroutines as input. And then it is supposed to wrap this coroutine into a task and start all tasks in parallel and then await all of these. So let me create these tasks in Python. In Python, you can write everything in one line. What we get is a coroutine for at least comprehension for C in coroutines. That's it. And then await for T in tasks. Await each task in turn. And then let's say OR instead of sequence and see what happens. Done. Two times. Each column blinked two times in its own frequency. Omitting these frequencies, these end times parameter, will make it blink eternally for no reason, for no real outcome. This is, yeah. What I have to say is one major feature of this GPIO device feature is that a process, whenever a process opens this dev GPIO chip 0 file character device, then this is an open file to the process. If the process crashes or terminates for another reason, or crashes, terminates, then this file descriptor gets closed, gets garbage collected, so to say, by the operating system, and it is supposed to make a reset to the entire configuration that I did. I somehow lost this feature during the recent Raspberry Pi upgrade that I did, which appears to be a kernel driver bug for this thing. So what I have to do is to switch it off manually. They will fix it, I suppose. If I report it, for example, I'm thinking of that, but I was lacking time because of the talk preparation and so on. Maybe they know, I'm sure they know. But again, anyway, so this is when I say, let me reinstate instance, blinking twice, and then it's off. And now when I say, sequence, this sequence blink, will make this linear. So let's say, create a loop around the coroutine to say while true, let's await it multiple times, an infinite number of times, and see what happens. I loop this sequence through until the end of all days. Could have been faster. No, what? Forever. Let's run this sequence forever. Sorry for that. Let's say the program is equal to forever. Await program, the forever. Await that. Gosh. Ah, coro. I need to await this coroutine and not. Yeah. That's it. So let's wait another time. And then see, it crashed. K cannot reuse already a weighted coroutine. So such a coroutine, once instantiated, once it's over, it cannot be awaited again. It cannot be restarted again. And this is where I need to do something more elaborate. Time is running off. Let's bring these into stuff. Let's bring Plink again back in and say, do something about this. What needs to be done here is to strip this down, for one, strip this down to one program that only uses a loop around one blinking, for simplicity. That's what it does. And crashes, cannot reuse already awaited coroutine. So what's next? So what needs to be done here is to not pass a coroutine, but rather a coroutine creator in some way. And let's say, and then say, create a coroutine. Create another, a fresh coroutine for another await loop for that. And for this, I first define a class blink, which actually does nothing but remember the parameters. Interval n times, it's the same signature as the initial blink function, but rather remember the parameters, store the parameters for later use, not do anything, but rather remember, store the parameters as members, interval equal to interval self dot n times is equal to n times. Whatever the user wants, we do nothing but just remember. And in order to do what the forever function wants from us, create coro, this class needs to implement a create coro method, which then actually, let's only define a nested function for simplicity. This could be done more performant and more intelligently, but let's do this for the time being. And then instantiate, return the blink function with what we remembered, self interval and self dot n times. Instantiate the coroutine. This is what the forever function wants from me. And what's happening here? The blink function is a constructor, here that one, constructor, which is actually used here, which creates only an object which instantiates me a fresh coroutine once we enter another loop in the forever function. Let's see if that works. Okay, blink. Two, three. Next loop entered and so on. That's it. That's the factory pattern if you want. And but let's say no, we don't. The goal of this entire thing is, so we have this blink function, this blink, which actually does something. We have this forever function with this sequence, and we have the all and stuff, all these. And in order to make all these reinstantiable, if I want to loop around a sequence, for example, I would have to reinstantiate the coroutine for the sequence thing. And in order to accomplish all that, the programmer, the user of that one, would have to create all this boilerplate factory thing around each of these. So let's say no, we don't want to do this. Reinstantiate the old async dev, remove this entire thing, and do something completely different. Let's say we want this. We want to write blink. We want to write patterns as we async and await. And let's then say what we want is create. What does it? Let's not diverge. Yeah, create coro creator for blink. For blink, with wrapping a function around the original blink function, exchanging the blink function with something different. No. What could that be? It's about decorators and closures. No, we are entering decorators. and closures right now. So let's say blink function. Wrapping a function into something that does something different. So what does he do? IOS interval. So if I wrap this function into something, here needs to a miracle needs to happen here, and return that function again. Return this Koro creator and store it. What's happening in exchanging the blink function? With this core creator for blink, I define another function which I then return and store into blink. Basically, exchanging the blink function with a closure. this is inverting one's brain. And what does where does this go? Where does this go? This function blink. Blink is called down below here. Blink is now this Koro creator which has been stored in blink, and it takes these parameters, three parameters these are there, and this blink function is then called in forever. Let's omit this call, create Koro, and then what does this do? It defines another function, namely create this coroutine. With an empty parameter set, because the factory, the forever function just says from whatever that program is, instantiate me a coroutine from it. Empty parameters. This is all this forever function wants to do. And now this create coro function can then return the actual blink function over three steps, over three indirections. Yeah, supplying it what it remembered. Just as we had with the class, where everything had to be done explicitly, this is done implicitly, because Python and a bunch of other programming languages knows what closures are, because this blink function in the 100 levels deep inside function knows the parameter of the outer function which has long passed. This function is over, and in the closure of the function Python remembered what that was. Same with the next inner level. These three parameters have been remembered in an object, which is a closure, which are then used by the innermost create coro function, return blink func. That's what it is. And if all goes well, it has to, because I tried it 100 times. Okay. Yeah. I have to return this create coro. This also happened 100 of times. So this dev core creator actually needs to return something, which is the innermost function, which is what that is all about. So let's say twice. Blinks, drives a loop. That's it. That's it, basically. And continuing this further, let's say, this is not only for blink, because we want to apply it to a sequence, to a bunch of others. Let's say this is what I defined in this particular scenario as a program. Let's say this is a program which can be used to decorate any function. So this parameter set is very specific to the blink function. The sequence has another, and the Python mechanism for this one is to say, let's say, pass everything that the user passes on to into the closure, and finally, when it comes to it, use it. These are the positional arguments. Args is the one star is the positional, the set of positional arguments. The keyword args, the double star is the keyword arguments that you might have been supplying to one such function. Okay, this is a program which does all that 100 levels deep coding stuff. And what I then want, let me bring this over here. And what I then want is to exchange the blink function with something, to wrap the blink function with something that does completely different things, and then uses the blink function internally at some other time, is basically what a decorator is. You write add program, which is syntactic sugar for this. I can omit that. This is beauty, is it? This is it's much about Python. It's not about blinking and so on. This is Python. Closures, decorators, doing things simply. Okay, so this should work now. Yeah. Okay. Blinks. Off. Let's quickly transform that into a program and say loop around this program. Let's just rename parameters in order to make this readable. Then I can say, let's omit the main function altogether. Program is forever, blink, and then not await the main function, but rather run the program. No, not off, but rather blink. That's it. That's it. This is simple, is it? So what else? What's next? Oh yeah. Cleanup. Put this into the stuff library. Nope. Use the program decorator for all the others and see what we can do with this. Let's say programs, all wraps tasks around programs, P invoking them for P in programs and awaits the tasks. Same here, programs without decorating it. I mean, debugging with async IO and too many decorators and closures, forget it. No. Be correct from the beginning. So, sequence debugging. It's getting better with async IO. They have a long series of revisions of the error messages that occur when you do something wrong. Appears to work. Yeah, appears to work. So let's test if blink still works. Let's see. Forever blink, forever sequence. Yeah. Let's use this sequence once again. By blinking again. Nothing. I should have commented out. Zero point 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 countdown. Forever. I have to skip much of the talk because the time is running out. But you know what I mean. There's much more to this. Now I'm starting one program forever. I'm reinstantiating the sequence. Let's blink that. Done. And then say, yeah. Loop. Foreground. So another fun thing is the cycle program, the cycle. Let's say all, let's not blink around it, but rather cycle the columns. It looks better if the intervals are smaller. Let's make these smaller. So cycle the first column, the second column, and so on with this interval and see how that goes. nice pattern, is it? Okay. So I gotta skip something. Yeah. Fun. Not for fun. This is much more to say to it. Let me quickly remove everything of this and replace it with a fixed version. With a more complete stuff complete. I'm inserting stuff complete. This what's there is outer square. Let me show you that. The outer square cycle. Outer square. Yeah, let me cycle that. Outer square and then cycle the inner square with another interval, maybe that one, and that one in a reversed way. The outer square and the inner square. You will see that. That's wrong position. It's just a list of IOs which I reverse as we go. So, God, that's it. Impressive, is it? And the most funny thing, but I need to close now. The most funny thing is, let me show you. I want to give you an idea of the fun that I had when I did not invent this. I just discovered what is possible with Python and with async.io and doing funny things like decorators and closures and so on. Is this anything? Where is the any? You see all. What is all function does, it is to synchronize with every coroutine that it starts in the background and wait until all of these are finished. You can use this to implement some kind of logic in a functional way that looks like functional programming in a way. And this any is much the opposite of it. It starts a number of coroutines in the background and waits until at least one of these has completed and then cancels all the others, which is really, really interesting if you think more about it. Let me quickly insert another snippet. The program any demo, which basically does nothing. It brings all IOs, brings the matrix in a 0.2 second interval and stops after 3 seconds are over. This is what this does. Any. Waits for this will blink until infinity. This one stops first and cancels all the others. Which is logically really, really interesting. See? Just blinking until eternity, stopping after 3 seconds, brought together by an enclosing routine named any. And next, what you can do is any on demo. What's this on thing? This on thing is another interesting thing in this. It holds values up to eternity. Yeah, it sets values to one, and then it waits by creating a future. This is another async.io thing, creating a future and waits until a future which will never be there. Which waits for something that will never eternity, yeah, infinity. And when it gets cancelled, it resets the IOs. This is what's done here. Impressive. And when this comes together, let me insert another proc. Goodbye. No. Shit. Smiley. Yeah. Here it is. Another program, which is rather more involved. Good mouth, bad mouth. Smiley. This is a smiley that I will instead. Nothing new. A couple of anys on good mouth for five, bad for 0.5, and then on 10 and 4, these are the eyes of the smiley and so on. And what this looks like, got to save it, yeah, I did, is to blink. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. Sorry for exhausting 45 minutes in a row and not leaving any time for any questions. We can talk after I've built down and the entire stuff. Thank you.